everyone. Today's daf is daf chaf dalet. So we got four lines down. The Gemara raises the following question. The Gemara asks, Ibari lehu ma'al lahazkir shel Chanukah bibirkas ha'mazon. Is there an obligation to mention al hanisim of Chanukah while benching? Do we say, so before we get, I guess the Gemara says, kevan dimidirat banan hu lo midcharinan. Do we say, since the concept of al hanisim in Chanukah is only a dirabanan din, we don't mention it? Or perhaps because since it establishes a pirsum nisa, it publicizes the nace, and therefore maybe we should mention it during birchas hamazon. So before looking at the answer, Toso says, look at the top Rashi first. Rashi is birchas hamazon, whether we say al nisim during benching, but betfila pshitalan. It was obvious that during Shmona Esra we certainly do say al nisim of Chanukah. Why? Sharei lahalel ulahoda nikbu kedamrinu leam. The whole reason, the whole institution of Chanukah in the first place was to give Hodah, was to give Halal, and that's Ikar place is going to be in Modim of Davening. So Davening was a Pasha Din that you mentioned Al HaNisim. The only Safek was whether we mentioned it during Birkas HaMazon. Take a look over at Tosos. Tosos asks or explains, Ma'al Lahazkir Shel Chanukah BeBirkas HaMazon. Betfila Pshitalei Demazkir. It's obvious you mentioned it during Tefillah as well, like Rashi says, but for a different reason. Why mishum de tefila betziburhu? Because we daven in the minyan v'ika pirsumanisa, and there is certainly going to be pirsumanisa. So that was certain that you say al hanisim in davening. Aval bebirkas hamazon shibe bayis, we bench by yourself in the privacy of your own home. Leker pirsumanisa kolihai, it doesn't have as much pirsumanisa, and that was the shaila. So interesting, why we say al hanisim during tefila? Is that because that was the ikar takana of halal, or because there's pirsumanisa in the context of a minute? So either way, when it comes to benching, that was the suffix of the Gemara. Do we mention al hanisim during benching on Chanukah? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schora, Amar Rav Huna, Eino Maskir, you don't mention it. Vimbal Haskir Maskir, Behoda, if you choose to mention it, you have the option to, one should mention it during Hodah, during no delicha of benching, but you don't have to according to the first opinion. Rav Huna, Bar Yehuda, Iklai, Lebei Rava, he once visited the house of Rava, and it was Chanukah, and Savar Latchur b'Bonei Yushalayim. He wanted to mention during Bonei Yushalayim, just like we mentioned Yalevi Yavol in Bonei Yushalayim. He thought Al Nisim should be there as well. And Amar Le Rav Sheshi says Ketfila, Ma Tfila b'Hoda. Just like in Tfila, we mentioned near the Hoda of Shmona Esrei, namely Modim, Af B'Birkas HaMazon b'Hoda. So too we mention it in the Hoda of benching, which is no Delecha and not Bonei Yushalayim. So Halacha Maisa, we paskin that we do in fact say it during the benching, during no delicha. The Gemara now says, "Ibari lehu ma'al lahaskir rosh chodesh b'birkas hamazon." Should we mention Yalav Yavo of benching rosh chodesh? We certainly say Yalav Yavo when it comes to shlosh regalim, but the suffix here is: do we mention it of rosh chodesh? Yalav Yavo of rosh chodesh during benching. So what's the shaila? Im tim salomer b'chanukah d'rabanan lo tzarich. If you paskin by Chanukah, you don't have to mention Chanukah because Chanukah is only Dirabanan. Well, Rosh Chodesh is Deraisi. The whole concept of Rosh Chodesh is Deraisi, and based on Psukim talk about the concept of Chodesh is Elachem and so on. O Dilma, Kevin Dilo Aser Basias Melacha, Lo Mizkarinan. Or perhaps, since there's no Isser Melacha, there's no real Kedushas Yomtif when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, so Rosh Chodesh also, there's no requirement to mention Rosh Chodesh during benching. So Rav Amar Maskir, one which should mention it. Rabbi Chanin Amar Eina Maskir, one does not mention it. So Amar Rav Zuka says, Nokid the Rabbi Yadcha, hold on to the sheet of Rav in your hand. The Koi Rabbi Oshai Kavasei. Rabbi Oshai Paskins like Rav, who says one should be Maskir, Yalav Yavav Rosh Chodesh. Ditani Rabbi Oshaya. Yamim Sheyesh Bem Karbon Musaf. Days that there's a Karbon Musaf, Kigom Rosh Chodesh, there's a Karbon Musaf. So the din is, whenever there's a musaf, you're supposed to arvis v'shachor semincha mispal shemun esrei v'omer me'ein ha'me'or bavodi. You're supposed to mention the day. So any day there's a karban musaf, you're supposed to say yalav yavo during the davening. So Rosh Chodesh and Cholamoid, where there are karbanos musaf, you should mention yalav yavo during all the tefillas. Vimlo amar, if you don't mention it, Machzirinoso, we make him repeat it. You have to repeat Shmona Esrei. With the exception of Shchodesh and Arvis, we know from the Gemara and Brachas, if a person forgot to say Yalev Yavo in Marv or Shchodesh, you don't repeat it, because Ein Mekadshin as a Chodesh Belayla, we don't make the new month at nighttime, so we are supposed to say Yalev Yavo b'Marv, but if you forgot to, you don't repeat Marv. But either way, we see that you're supposed to mention, and other than Marv or Shchodesh, you're supposed to repeat it if you forgot it. V'ein bem kedusha lakos, there's no Kiddush on Chol HaMoed. There's no Kiddush on Rosh Chodesh. but yesh behem haskara bebirkas hamazon. And this is the answer that Rabbi Shaya says, Tanya Rabbi Shaya, that we do mention Yalev Yavo of Rosh Chodesh and of Chol HaMoed during bench. And that answers the question like Rav. And the Gemara continues, these are all days we just mentioned, days that there's a carbon musaf. Yomim she'ein behem carbon musaf, a day that there is no carbon musaf, kigon sheni v'chamishi v'tainyos mamados, sheni so Mondays and Thursdays and fast days and mamados, when the Kohanim would work in the base of Migdash, it was called their maimid, it was called their week. So it was called the Mishmar, rather. So when it was their Mishmar, they had a groups of Yisraelim who were going to lane during, it was called a Maimid. So every Mishmar Kohen had a parallel group of Yisraelim who were serving a Maimid, and they would fast all week. So during Mondays and Thursdays, and during fast days, and Mamados, there would not be any. So the Gemara says, wait a second here. Sheni v'chamishi v'avidisayu, my avidisayu, what's Monday and Thursday? Just a random Monday and Thursday? Ella, sheni v'chamishi shel tainios. There's a Mishnah in the Maseches Tainis talk about a series of fast days that if there's a drought or if there's another Esara, so Mondays and Thursdays there's a whole series of fast days. So it's not talking about a Stam Monday and Thursday. It's talking about a Monday and a Thursday of a fast day, Umamados. So the din is these days, Arvis, Vishacharis, Umincha, Mispalashman Esrei, V'omer Me'en HaMa'ora, B'Shemei Tefillah. You mentioned something about Anenu of the fast day during Shemei Tefillah, but you don't mention it as a separate bracha. You don't mention it during another point. Vim lo amar, if you don't say anenu, ein machsino, so we don't make him go back. V'ein behem haskara b'birkas hamazon, and there is no mentioning of anything during birkas hamazon, meaning if a person were not to fast on these days and were to have a meal, he would not mention anything about the day being a fast day, being a mamon. So we see clearly from here, though, that the Tani de Rebbe Shaya, that a person should say yal levi yavo during benching. So there's an interesting point in Tosis here. The Gemara has suffix whether or not a person is supposed to mention Yalav Yavav Rosh Chodesh during benching. And one of the studim was that since there is no Isser Malach on Rosh Chodesh, it's not such a serious day and you shouldn't have to mention it. So take a look at Tosis. Tosis writes, the Ibn Maschil O Dilma, the last narrow line to Tosos, O Dilma, Kevin de la Aser Basis Malacha. There is no Isser Malach on Rosh Chodesh. V'had Amr Beper Gimel de Megillah. Maseches Megillah tells us, Kol sheyesh bo bita malacha, any la'am, any day where there's bita malacha for the am, which means that by you extending laning, you're going to cause people to be late for work, kigon tainis tzibor v'tishbav, where they go out to work on these days, korin shlosha, we only read three aliyahs. We don't want to have an extra aliyah because they have to be late to work. So whenever there's going to cause a bita malacha, we don't have more than three aliyahs. A day she'ein bo bita malacha, a day where it's not going to cause any bita malacha because everyone takes off that day, kigon rosh chodesh v'chol shemoed, korin dalad, we're allowed to have four aliyahs because they're not running to work anyway, so it's not a big deal to add an extra couple minutes up. But we see here from the Gemara that Rosh Chodesh is a day that there's no bita malacha. You're not getting involved in anyone's work because people don't work. Doesn't it sound like there's an Isser Malacha in Rosh Chodesh? And Tosfos answers, Hainu minag ba'alma, shein ragil la'asos malacha. People have the practice not to go to work in Rosh Chodesh, but there really is no din of Isser Malacha. In fact, when it's brought down Shulchan Aruch, it brings down a minag for women not to do malacha in Rosh Chodesh, but this has not been something that had been adopted by the men. Now, a couple of interesting questions before we go right to the Gemara here. Now, the Gemara mentioned that when we talk about saying Al Anisim during davening of Chanukah, Al Anisim during benching, but why is there no Al Anisim during Me'ein Shalosh, during Al Michya? There's no mention of if it's Rosh Chodesh, if it's Rosh Hashanah, if it's Shabbos, if it's Shlosh Ergam. There's a special line we say in Me'ein Shalosh, in Al Michya. But we don't mention anything about Chanukah in Me'ein Shalosh. Why is that the case? And so what the Mefarshim explained, the Maharam explains, is because there is no Hodah. If you look at all the lines, Me'ein Shalosh is supposed to be an abridged version of Birkas HaMazon. For whatever reason, they don't mention Hodah in Al Michya. And since there's no Hodah in Al Michya, there's no place, there's no appropriate place to mention Chanukah, and for that reason, we don't mention Chanukah, and same thing for Purim as well. We mention Purim and Chanukah Al Nisim during Hodah of Davening, during Hodah of Benching. But since there is no Hodah of Al Michya, then therefore, there is no mention of Nisa of Chanukah or Purim during Al Michya. Okay, back inside now the Gemara. We're more than halfway down the line. The Gemara, the two dots, asks another question. Ibai Lahu. Mao lahaskir shel Chanukah b'musafim. So Chanukah is going to be, there's two musafim that can happen during Chanukah. On Rosh Chodesh, there's a musaf, and on Shabbos Chanukah, there's a musaf as well. So the question becomes, are you supposed to mention Al HaNisim of Hanukkah during the Musaf as well? So the Gemara says, Kevin did less be Musaf, Bididei Lomid, the Harina, and since Hanukkah itself, on a regular weekday of Hanukkah, there is no Musaf. So even when there is a Musaf, that just happens to coincide with Hanukkah, we should mention it, because Hanukkah has nothing to do with the Karban Musaf. Oh, perhaps Dilma, Yom Hu Shechai Barba Tfilos. Or maybe today's day, there are four Tfilos, and we should have to mention Al HaNisim for Pirsum HaNisa in every single Tfilah of the day. So what's the din? So Rav Huna, V'Rav Yehuda, Damri Tevayu, both of them hold Eidom Asker. You don't mention Al HaNisim of Hanukkah during Musaf of that day. However, Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Damri Tevayu, they both hold Maskir. A person should, in fact, mention Al HaNisim. They should say Al HaNisim of Hanukkah on Musaf of that day. So the Gemara says, Amar Abayi, the Rav Yosef, Hod Rav Huna of Rav Yehuda, they who hold that you don't mention it, Diravu, that's a sheet of Rav, Damar of Gidam Rav, Rosh Chodesh, Shechalios B'Shabbos, let's say Rosh Chodesh coincides with Shabbos, the din is, Hamafti B'Navi B'Shabbos, Eino Tzarech Lahazkir Shrosh Chodesh. So when you make Haftorah, when you say the brachas, so you don't have to say it's Rosh Chodesh, you just have to mention it's Shabbos. So just like Shabbos trumps Rosh Chodesh, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh, so too, Shabbos Musaf, or Rosh Chodesh Musaf, trumps Hanukkah, you don't have to mention it. In other words, when something is secondary, you don't have to mention it. So just like Shabbos Rosh Chodesh during Haftorah, you only mention Shabbos. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh, which is secondary. So to Musaf Hanukkah, you only mention Musaf of Rosh Chodesh or Musaf of Shabbos, but you don't mention Hanukkah since Hanukkah is secondary. So the Gemara says, so Shel Il Molei Shabbos ain't Navi Rosh Chodesh. Because had it not been for Shabbos, there wouldn't be Haftorah. Rosh Chodesh doesn't deserve a Haftorah. So therefore, there's no Shaychus to Rosh Chodesh. So too, Musaf isn't Shaykh to Hanukkah at all. And if it wasn't Shabbos, if it wasn't Rosh Chodesh, you wouldn't be saying Musaf on a regular Yimei Chol of Hanukkah. And therefore, since Hanukkah isn't Shaykh to Musaf, you shouldn't mention Al HaNisim. So Gemara says, wait a second. Mi Dami, could you compare the Haftorah case to the case of Hanukkah and Musaf? Hossam over there, Navi Bidrosh Chodesh Leka Klal. But there, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh isn't shaykh at all to the Haftorah. It's not shaykh at all. But here, Halcha Isa Ba'arvis V'Shachas Mincha, we're mentioning Al HaNisim in every other tefillah of the day of Hanukkah. We're mentioning it during Ma'arv, Shacharis, during Mincha. So why not mention it during Musaf? They're very different cases because Hanukkah is shaykh, the tefillah. So Ella, Lahadami, if you want to compare it to something, compare it to the following. Number of Achtavai, Amarav, Masa, Marav. Yom Tov, Shechalios B'Shabbos, Yom Tov that falls out on Shabbos, so Hamafti B'Navi B'Mincha, B'Shabbos Ein Tzarech Lahazkir Shel Yom Tov, Shel Malei Shabbos Ein Navi B'Mincha B'Yom Tov. We learn from here that even though Yom Tov is somewhat shayach to the Din of Haftorah, because we mentioned during in Shacharis, we mentioned Yom Tov, if it was just a regular Yom Tov, not Shabbos, we would do Haftorah. We just don't do a Haftorah in the afternoon of Yom Tov, but there was a time period where they did Haftorah of Shabbos in the afternoon. So now that when it coincides with each other, Yom Tov and Shabbos, so we say in the Shabbos afternoon when you do Haftorah, you only mention Shabbos and you don't mention Yom Tov. So too, even though Yom Tov is Shaykh to Haftorah in general, here as well, when it comes to Hanukkah, even though Al Nisim is Shaykh to the other Tfilos, but since it's not Shaykh to Karim Musaf, according to the understanding of the Gemara, you would not mention Al Nisim during Hanukkah. Halacha Maaseh, we paskin that we would say Al Nisim during Karban Musaf. Okay, now we're going to go to Amud Beis. The Gemara says as follows: the top of Amud Beis of less hilchasa. The bottom line is less hilchasa kechol hani shmaisa. We do not pass like all the above mentioned opinions. Ela kihal damer b'shur ben Levi yoma kipurim shachalios b'shabbos hamispal ni'ila tzarech lahazkir shel Shabbos yom hu shenischai b'arba tefilos. So what happens if Yom Kippur and Shabbos coincide? Yom Kippur is on Shabbos. So now you're saying Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur. Now Ne'ilah is not shaykh at all to Shabbos. It's shaykh to Yom Kippur, but happens to be Shabbos as well. Do you mention anything about Shabbos during Ne'ilah? And the answer is we do. We do mention Shabbos on Ne'ilah, even though Shabbos isn't shaykh to Ne'ilah. Since it's a day of Shabbos, and we mention Shabbos during all the other tefillahs, we also mention Shabbos during Ne'ilah. So too. Even though Hanukkah is not directly connected to Musaf, but it's a day of Hanukkah, we're mentioning Al HaNisim during Marv, Shachar to Marv, therefore you do nonetheless mention Al HaNisim of Hanukkah during that Musaf of Shabbos or Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Marna says, wait a second. Kasha hilchasa a hilchasa. There is a kasha of one halacha against another halacha. Amris hilchasa Rabbi Shimon Levi. On one hand, we said we pass like Rabbi Shimon Levi that you mentioned Shabbos during Nila. And Kaimalan hilchasa k'Rava, we hold like Rava as well. Dama Rava Yom Tov Shechal Lios b'Shabbos Shliach Tzibur Hayori Lifnei Ateva b'Arvis. When Yom Tov coincides with Shabbos and the Shliach Tzibur goes to Davin from Arv, Ain not Tzarich Lahatzki Yom Tov. We don't mention Yom Tov. Shilmal Shabbos Ain Shliach Tzibur Yored Arvis b'Yom. So what's going on here? So if you look at Rashi to explain, Rashi says, the three narrow lines down in Rashi, Shliach Tzibar Yorid Arvis, when the Chazan Davin's Marv, HaMispal Birchas Me'in Sheva, Kone Shemaim Arit, Magin Avos B'Dvaro, we know after Marv, Shabbos night, we say this abridged version of a kind of a Chazar Sashatz, even though normally we don't say a Chazar Sashatz in Marv, it's a short one we say after Marv of Shabbos. So during that Birchas Me'in Sheva, we don't mention Yontif. So that's a steer. Even though Yontif, in a general Yontif, we don't mention Me'in Sheva, but when it coincides with Shabbos, shouldn't you have to mention Yontif? Because we're mentioning Yontif during the other davenings of Marv, of Shabbos. We mention Yontif Shabbos. When Yontif falls on Shabbos, we mention it during Marv. We mention Yontif during Shachar Simincha. So shouldn't you also have to mention Yontif during the Me'in Sheva? And if we're not mentioning because it's not Shayach, so how come when it comes to the din of Shabbos and Ni'ilah, we have to mention Shabbos? Meaning the question is, how do we paskin? Do we mention the secondary Kedushas Yom, or do we not? When it comes to Ni'ilah Shabbos, we do mention the secondary din. We do mention Shabbos, even though Shabbos isn't shaykh by Ni'ilah. But when it comes to Yontif and Shabbos, we don't mention Yontif during the Me'in Sheva. That's a stira. And so the Gemara says, now, Hach Yasha, let's understand this for a second. Hasam over there, Bidinhu, Dafilu B'Shabbos, Nami Lo Tzarech. Really, by Friday night davening, we shouldn't even mention Me'in Sheva by Friday night in general. It's not Shaykh by Shabbos, let alone Yontif. Rabbanon hu ditakini mishum sakana. But the Chacham made a special takana to mention Me'in Sheva. We'll see why that is in just a second inside Rashi. But it's not really Shaykh. So you can't even talk about the case of Me'in Sheva. It's really off the radar. Aval hacha, when it comes to the case of Ne'ilah, Yom Kippur and Shabbos, hacha here, it's a yom shun is chay ba'arba tefilas. It's a day that's chayv in four tefilas, and therefore, since we're mentioning Shabbos in all the other tefilas of Yom Kippur, Mariv, Shachris, and Mincha, therefore we have to mention in Ne'ilah. But don't ask a kasha for him from Me'in Sheva, a Friday night davening. That is not really shaykh at all to Shabbos tonight. It was just a special takana. So let's understand that special takana. The Gemara says, what was the takana? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says around six narrow lines down, Mishum Sakana. They instituted, after completing Shmoneh Esrei, Leil Shabbos, they instituted the small Me'in Sheva, Magen Avos, that we say after davening, after Vayechulu. So what's the Sakana? So Rashi says, Mishum Sakana, Mazikin, from the different Mazikin, the different spiritual dangers out there. Shelo hayu batei knasiyos shelahem biyishuv. The shuls weren't in the areas that were settled amongst the houses and the villages. It was outside in the field, summer. V'chol shar leilei achol, the rest of the night, the week, regular weeknight. Hayu asukin b'mlachton, they were busy doing their work all day. U'begamran b'mlachton, when they finished their work for the day, mispalin arvis b'bayis, they wouldn't go out to the base knesses, out to the fields where it was dangerous. They'd daven in the house, b'yichidus. V'lo hayu ban b'base knesses, they wouldn't come to the shul. Avav leili shabbos, ban b'base knesses, everyone would come to the shul Friday night. V'chashu, they were concerned, sh'yesh shein v'maharin lavo, v'shon l'acher, tvila. People would come late to davening, and they'd end up trying to catch up, and they'd fall behind, and they'd be stuck there by themselves. And people who were late would be davening by themselves in the Beis Knesses, and that'd be a concern because out in the fields and they're mazikin that are there. L'chach harichu tefilas hatzibur. They added a few extra minutes to davening, this way people could catch up. That was the only motivation for adding it because of the sakana. But really, by Shabbos, by Leil Shabbos, it's not shaykh to have a Me'in Sheva, to have a Chazar Sashatz. We don't have a Chazar Sashatz during Marv. And therefore, since it was a special takana to Shabbos, there is no inyan to mention Yontif at all. There's an interesting chiddush of Yaakov Emden. Yaakov Emden points out that even though in general we hold that tefillas arvis is a reshus, he holds that's only true during the weekday. But he paskin that on a leil Shabbos, tefillah is actually a chova. Why is it a chova? So explain, because since during tefillah they instituted that the Chacham instituted you have to say vayachulu. Vayachulu, by saying the words vayachulu Hashemayim v'aretz, the kim of Kiddush D'Oraisa. Kiddush D'Oraisa doesn't require wine. Kiddush D'Oraisa simply means And you have to mention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shabbos. The need for wine is only a din derabanan. So really, we fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Daraisa through Vayechulu. And since they instituted Vayechulu during Marav, that became a chova. Even though the rest of the week Marav is only Rishus, here it's actually a chova. Now, according to this, women are also chayvin Kiddush Midaraisa. Why are they chayvin Kiddush? We know that women are potter from mitzvah asei shazman grama. Isn't Kiddush a mitzvah asei shazman grama? So the Gemara in Brachos, the Chafim and Beis tells us, Kol sheyeshna b'shmira, yeshe b'zchira. We know Shamar v'zachar b'dibur echad amru. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said the word Shamar and Zachar at the same time, which means connecting those two concepts. Shmira represents los aseis, and zchira represents mitzvah aseis. So you can't separate the two. You're chayvin one half, you're chayvin the other half. And since women are chayvin all los aseis b'Torah, with the exception of three mentioned in the Mishnah and Kedushin I talked about the other day, so since they're chayvin the Shmira, they're chayvin the Zechira. So since women are chayvin the Mitzvah Zechira, they're chayvin Kiddush Midaraisa, so Mimela, according to Yaakov Emden, women are chayvin to daven Friday night davening as well. That's a Kiddush. But we don't pass in this way, but nonetheless, it's an interesting Kiddush from Rav Yaakov Emden. There's another Kiddush about Friday night davening that Rav Kiv Eger points out that even though in general, a person, if he forgets to say Mashiach Ruach, he has to repeat it, or if he forgets some other Yalav Yavo, he has to repeat it. Kiv Eger felt that in Friday night you don't have to repeat it. Why? Because since they paskin to say Me'ein Sheva, a little Chazar Sashat after davening, you could be Yodzei through that afterwards. Now the Chiddush is that you don't even mention Yalav Yavo during Me'ein Sheva, you don't even mention Mashiach Ruach during Yalav Yavo. But nonetheless, Rabbi Eger felt that since that was instituted as a summary of all of davening, even though it doesn't mention all the details, you could fulfill your chiv of not having to repeat Shemun Esrei. I don't believe we pasken this way, but again, nonetheless, it's a very, very interesting Chiddush of Rabbi Kiv Eger. Let's go by it in the Gemara now. The Gemara says, we are three lines before the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the Gemara says, V'lo ba'alya. One of the things listed that you can't use is different parts of the fat of the animal, of the tail, I think. V'lo b'chelev, the Mishnah had said. So the Gemara ended up, the Mishnah went on to say further that you can't use chelev, and you can't use And the Chachamim said in the Mishnah, Echad mevushal v'echad she'ena mevushal. Whether or not it was cooked or not cooked chelev, you can't use either chelev. So the Gemara says, Chachamim, hainu tanakama. Just like the Tanakhama says you can't use chelev, Chacham also says you can't use chelev. It just elaborated that whether the chelev is cooked or not cooked, you can't use either one. So what's the difference? So the Gemara says, Ikad benayu, the Rav Brona, Amar Rav, v'lo mesayme. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, the Rav Brona, the shari ayadei taroves, shemen kol shu. We spoke about it a few days ago. If you mix a little bit of kosher oil with pasul oil, that actually has worked. That works through this taroves. So that's an afkamina. One of them holds that that does work. Mixing pasul oil with kosher oil works. And the other one felt that that's still possible. The lo mesayimus, says Rashi, e nikr mi osur mi mater. Even though that's an afkamina, it's unclear who holds which way. The Tanakhama or Chachamim, that's certainly the afkamina, the Gemara says, but we don't know who says which way. So now let's begin the next mission. The next mission tells us, ein malikin v'shemen sreifa b'yamtif. You're not allowed to burn shemen sreifa on yamtif. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Ein Marlikin V'Itran Mipnei Kavod Shabbos. Itran is something that has a very bad odor to it. It's Reicha Ra. Therefore, you can't smell it on Yantif. It's going to, on Shabbos. You can't burn it on Shabbos. It's going to cause people to leave the house. You want that to be in Shalom Bias. This is going to prevent Shalom Bias. Chacham Matirim, they thought it's permitted. We don't care what it smells like as long as there's light. Bechol Hashmanim, all oils. B'Shemen Shum Shamim, B'Shemen Agoz, B'Shemen Snonos, B'Shemen Adagim, B'Shemen Tukos, V'Itran V'Neif. You're allowed to use all these types of oils. But Rabbi Tarfon concludes, Omer ein malikin ela b'shamin zayis b'vad. He paskins, well, one should only use olive oil. So there is a wide range of a machlokas, what exactly can be used. So now the Gemara is going to describe a few different reasons why a person cannot burn shemen sreifa b'yamtif. So the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason why? L'fish ein sarfin kachin b'yamtif. So we said it didn't. Why can you burn shemen sreifa? What's shemen sreifa? We spoke about it a couple days ago. If you have shemen that was given to the kohen, shemen truma. So normally the kohen could use the shemen truma to eat, to put in his challah, to use for his food. But if that truma becomes tameh, he can't eat from it anymore, but he could use it to burn his fire. So you're allowed to use shemen sreifa to burn a fire, to have light. But you can't use it on yantav. That's not allowed on yantav. Why not? So the Gemara says, because ein sarfin kachin b'yamtif, because that's what we don't do that. But my time, what's the basis? Minhag, what's the source that you can't burn shemen sreifa on yantif? So we know you're allowed to burn on Yontif. I could, if I have a fire that exists, I could have Havara, I could light another candle from that existing fire. So why can't I put a fire on Shemen Sreifa? So the Gemara brings a few different sources. First source is Amr Chizkiya v'chein tanid b'chizkiya. Amr Kra, the Pasuk says, "Velo sosir menu ad boker." Don't leave it over the noser to the next morning. But nosir menu ad boker. One who does leave it over, shein tamalamer ad boker, ma tamalamer ad boker. Why did they say ad boker a second time? Aba kasav litein lo boker sheini l'sifasa. You're not supposed to burn it the next day, but rather you're supposed to burn it the following day. In other words, this is talking about Yontif Pesach. And if you have nosar from the Karban Pesach, you shouldn't leave it over and burn it the next day on Yontif. Rather, wait till the Boker Sheni. You should burn it on Chol HaMoed. So if you look at Rashi to explain the Shaychas here, says Rashi, the last two narrow lines up from the bottom in Rashi, Boker Sheni, Shu Chol HaShemoed. You wait to burn the nosar the next day on Chol HaMoed. The Hochi Mashma, Vanos Mimenu LaBoker Rishon, Ad Boker Sheni, Hemtinu V'Tishafu. In other words, you shouldn't burn anything that's possible. Don't burn it on Yontif, rather burn it on Chol HaMoed or on a weekday. Here as well, you shouldn't burn Shemen Sreifa on Yontif, you should rather burn it the day afterwards on a Chol HaMoed or during the week. So that's one explanation of why we don't burn Shemen Sreifa on Yontif. Then the Gemara says, another opinion is that of Abai. Abai Amar, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Olo Shabbos b'Shabbaso. You can only burn the carbon ola of Shabbos, the carbon tamid, the limbs of Shabbos can be burnt on Shabbos. But from the day before, let's say you have a weekday, Friday's olos, or let's say Yontif was Friday, or Yontif's olos, that may not be burned on Shabbos. That would be asif. So you look at Rashi. Rashi says the first wide line down, olas chol, kugon evari tamid shel erev Yontif. You have a tamid from Friday, or erev Yontif, shelo hukter mibodium, that wasn't burned from before him. Ain malinos on Mishach Hashecha. You can't put it on the Mizbeach at nighttime. The Koshkein Kachim Sulam Lo Sarfinan, certainly that which is possible. These are talking about items which are actually kosher. It was just from the day before him. So if kosher karbanos cannot be placed on Yontif from the day before him, certainly that which is possible, such as Kachim that are psulim or even Chuman that's possible, certainly that cannot be burnt on Yontif either. So then the Gemara says, another opinion is that of Rava. Rava Amar, he quotes a pasuk. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, "Hu levado yaseh lechem." That it itself could be done for you. This is referring to certain things of ochel nefesh. Certain malachas of ochel nefesh are permitted to be done on Yontif. So Gemara is medayik. Hu velo machshirin. Only the food themselves are permitted, but machshirin, that which is a hechsher to fix, a broken skewer, a broken fork, which is only a hechsher for food, that's aser. To cook food itself, that's allowed. But to cook that which prepares food, that would be aser. Levado velo mila shelo bezmano, the aser b'kavachomer. That you only can do a mila bezmano, but a mila shelo bezmano, that cannot be done on Yontif. That's a different point, because there's a kavachomer, Rashi refers to, a long kavachomer, that you would have thought that maybe a mila shelo bezmano can be done on Yontif. We learn from the word levado that a mila shelo bezmano may not be done on Yontif. Before we do one last source of how we know you cannot burn Shemen Sreifa on Yontif, there is an interesting din that comes up, very halach lamaisa. You know, Yontif is the next week already, 2 days Yontif. So there's a shaila, when on the first day Yontif should a person light Neres Chanukah? Rather, Neres Yontif. On Neres Yontif, a Yontif Sheni, the practice is that you're supposed to light only when the husbands come home from the shul, because you don't want to light before Yontif Sheni begins, on Yontif Rishon. That's called a chana. There are some who allow that, even, that you could light on Yontif Rishon at the end of the day, going into Yontif Sheni. But the common practice is that a person should wait until Tzeisa Kochavim. And how do you know that? So you wait for your husband to come home to ensure that's after Tzeis. And then after Tzeis, you light the Neres Shabbos, the Neres Yontif of Yontif Sheni, to make sure you're lighting a Yontif Sheni, not lighting a Yontif Rishon. So that's accepted. But in terms of Yontif Rishon, there's a fascinating hakdama to this child of the Prisha. I forgot his name already, but the Ben Aprish has Akdama to Yardaya. And there, he discusses a couple of traditions he had from his mother, and two mistakes that women had been doing, and one of them was that they would light on even Yontif Rishon, they would light only after Yontif has begun. And he felt that was problematic based on what he had seen his mother do. Why would you light Yontif candles on Yontif? Shouldn't you light it before Yontif begins, when Yontif hasn't started? We don't try to do Malachas on Yontif, if you could do it before Malacha. And certainly it's better to light Yontif candles before. So why Yontif Rishon would the practice be to light it on Yontif when Yontif ever has already begun? So that was the Shaila. And therefore he said all women should really light the Yontif Rishon before Shabbat, before Yontif. Now, Sam here in the Gemara actually tries to prove that as follows. He tries to say that you learn from here that actually is a din that a person should be lighting on Yantav. What's a din? Because they're talking about here, Ein Sorfin Kachim B'Yantav. Now, if this is talking about, lighting on Erev Yantav, what's the problem? Obviously, it's talking about lighting it on Yantav itself. So what's the problem? Why would there even be a Hamina to light on Yantav, Sorfin Shemen Sreifa? So what would he be lighting on? So he, Chassam Sofer, tries to prove from here that it must be that the practice was to light Ner's Yantif on Yantif itself. And, nonetheless, the din would be Ein Sorfin Kachim B'Yantif. That's what he tries proving from this sugya. A little bit complicated, it's fine. Back inside the Gemara now, we already presented three different sources how we know that a person should not do should not burn Sorfin Kachim B'Yantif. There is a last opinion as follows. The Gemara says that Amar, Rav Ashi Amar, the last line of Chav Dadam Abay is Rav Ashi Amar, Shabbason is an Asay. We know there's a din of Shabbason, that to violate Yantav would be a violation of Asay. And Asay, and going on to the next page, Chafei, Havel Yomtav Asay Velos Asay, Vein Asay Doch Velos Asay V'Asay. The din is burning Shemen Sreifa, burning Shuma Shel Sreifa is an Asay. It's a din of, it's a Kim Asay to burn it. But by burning it, why would you think an asay, normally an asay is dohalos asay? You could push up an asay to violate a lav, but problem is yantif is not just a lav, yantif is an asay and a los asay. And we have a klal in the dinim of asay dohalos asay, then asay is not doche, a los asay, then asay. And for that reason, you cannot burn anything, you can't burn shemen sreifa on yantif. Now the question becomes, so then why are you allowed to cook on Shabbos in general, on Yantav in general? Isn't that an asay doche, los asay v'asay? So if you look at Rashi, we'll stop with this. Rashi writes on the top of Chaf Hamad Aleph, v'ein asay de be'esh tisrofu doche yamdif. You burning sreifas, burning shemen sreifa, you can't doche yamdif. Dehu los asay v'asay, because Yantav itself is an asay, plus a los asay. V'yafa gab da'lakas ner b'yamdif, lighting a ner yamdif. Mlacha hamuteresi, it's allowed, and cooking is also allowed. Hold the havaris shar kachim sheinena mehem nasarn gamzu lo yatzim naklal. So Rashi tries explaining here, since burning other kachim isn't allowed, since you're not getting hanah from it, so too this is not allowed, since you're not getting hanah. But Rashi implies, but when it comes to halakas yantif, where there is hanah, that would be an exception. When can an asay be doch an asay velos asay? When that asay is being mahana person, when a person gets hana, then there will be a heter of an asay even being doch an asay velos asay. Okay, we'll stop here, and in Mirat Hashem we'll continue tomorrow. Tomorrow's daf seems a little bit challenging. It's short, but a little bit challenging.